This is Greg Schultz from Storage.io, and we are here at S&W 2012 Fall Version in Santa Clara, California. And we're sitting here in the hotel lobby at the Hyatt, and we just caught up with Carl Chen of Starboard Systems.
Yeah, hey, Greg. How are you? It's great to see you at yet another S&W.
You know, it's amazing, all these different S&Ws. And I should mention, besides Carl sitting here visiting with us, we also have Bruce Raven.
Hey, everybody.
You know, what's interesting is we were chatting a little bit ago, and for both of you, I think between Carl and Bruce, you must have 25, 30-plus S&Ws that you've been to collective.
Well, I would have about half that number. How about you, Carl?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've been attending since 2003. It's hard to believe it's almost been an entire decade.
Have you missed one since 2003?
I may have missed 2009 because I left Left Hand Networks in the fall of 2008 after HP's acquisition. I actually took a year off from storage, so that was kind of nice.
I took some time off from storage, too, and I have to tell you, the first couple SNWs that I missed after having a long string of attendance, I kind of felt withdrawals. I missed it. I was getting a hold of Greg and saying, Greg, what did I miss? How was it? But it's great to be back.
Yeah, I agree. I miss the camaraderie. I miss the hanging out at the lobby and at the bar, just catching up with everybody personally.
Well, that's where we happen to be right now, by the way.
You know, that's a good point. In fact, we did this intentionally sitting in the bar area because we didn't want to be in a sterile room where it's nice and quiet, because that's not a conference. You're out and about. You're talking to people. You're meeting people. In fact, this is the neat thing is I always hear about how it's such a small industry and everybody knows industry. And here you are between the two of you, all these S&Ws that you've passed each other in the hallways and probably have recognized each other, and you finally formally met today.
Yeah, funny how that works.
It is. It's hard to believe. But anyways, great to meet you, Bruce.
And of course, when people meet at S&W, they find that they've got all these mutual friends as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like tying into the social networking where, degrees of separation. I know Carl. Carl maybe knew Bruce, second degree. I think that's how that would. And now all of a sudden you make those connections. But that is part of the big aspect of doing these events, coming to these shows, is that personal, that actually sitting down, visiting, catching up. You know, it's one thing to hear the presentation, see the PowerPoint, the WebExes, but just spending time with the people, interacting.
I'm wondering, Carl, you've been to a number here while I've been away. S&W, of course, has evolved like everything in technology does, including the conferences. How do you feel that S&W has evolved? How has it changed compared to, say, the middle of last decade?
Yeah, you know, I think the technology industry has changed a lot, right? We're seeing convergence of hardware, software, cloud, SaaS. And so I think customers and vendors are looking for shows where they can see multiple things and keep up with the trends. And, you know, S&W continues to be a storage-centric show only, while, you know, other events like VMworld, as an example, are much more around converged infrastructure, and those seem to be gaining a little more popularity.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because, Carl, you've been at VMworld in the past, and we've seen each other there, and Bruce, you had your first VMworld experience this year.
I did. I was impressed.
What impressed you about that?
I was impressed by the energy level. I had heard great things about it, that it had become one of the premier storage conferences, and it absolutely was that. I said, you know, I'm going to come up from LA. I'm going to spend one day. Wish I had been there for two.
Yeah, I mean, I've been at the past couple of years. I make a point of going for two or three days to the VMworld, make an event around it, a little mini vacation. This year, because of scheduling, I had to be in different parts of the country. But you know, Carl, is S&W, I consider it as being right-sized. In other words, realities, it's for the industry, where VMworld, you go to reach those customers that are maybe going to be the customers of your partners. Whereas here, it's about reaching new business partners, new channel, new opportunities for you at Starboard.
Yeah, it's true. It continues to be a great networking event. Yeah, we continue to see a lot of storage trends develop here at S&W. I would have liked to have seen more of the new storage startup companies here. They were all at VMworld, and so we had a chance to sync up with them there. But there continues to be a great networking event.
Carl, let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, you know, with your organization at Starboard, and sorry if I said that the wrong way, Starboard, Starboard. Would that be Starboard if I was from Boston?
Yeah.
is, as a company like yours, how do you decide? Are you going to VMworld? Are you going to go to Comdex? Are you going to SNW? You know, the startups, unless they've got a lot of money, a lot of funding, how do you, and you're not really a startup, I mean as a organization, how do you pick and choose where you're going to put your resources?
Yeah, you know, I think it all depends on what your target market is and which audience comes to the event, and then we plan around the target market, and sometimes it's the end user customers, sometimes it could be a business audience, and sometimes it's resellers. And so, you know, we plan around which events. VMworld is ideal for us because our solution sells to File and Microsoft virtualized applications, and so that was a perfect target fit for us. We had a booth there. We were swarmed with people, end user customers, resellers, as well as press and investors. So, and then, of course, being located in San Francisco, Starboard, our theme was very much tied to the America's Cup, and they happened to be running the qualifying events right outside in the Bay Area. So the timing was perfect, and we sync up with the America's Cup folks. It was just a perfect venue for it. You know, growing up in Boston, our CEO being Bill Chambers, he's also a sailor. We really related to the theme of innovation of these great AC-45, AC-72 catamarans that are clipping at 50 knots above the water. So it's a fantastic venue. And
I mean, you mentioned the speed there aspect of those offshore boats. Is there's also the resiliency aspect. You know, we had a little bit of fun there talking about boat racing, which wrecks are never a fun thing. They might make for good TV, but the aspect is those machines, and they are machines, are very, very resilient, just like the systems you sell.
Yeah, true. And we were so amazed with the innovation of these new catamarans that we named our products after them. We have two models of our unified hybrid storage systems that have enterprise-class SSDs that are included with every system, so customers can get the performance of solid state at the economics of spinning hard drives. Yeah, we're very inspired by these new AC catamarans and the technology that's...
So, Carl, outside of offshore boat racing, yachting, sailboats, and hanging out at S&W, what else have you been up to?
So we've been busy launching the company. We launched the company in February. We've been hiring tons of people. We're headquartered in Broomfield, Colorado. And you know, we really wanted to, after Left Hand, look out into the future on how do customers take advantage of the performance of solid state but maintain the simplicity and reliability that you have as an enterprise class storage company. So lots of smart engineering folks that's been developing the product for 4 years now, and we're really proud of the product that we're bringing to market to help customers with their data storage problems.
Carl, Bruce, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule, Carl.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. And Bruce, great to connect with you finally after all these years, and we'll see you throughout the show, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the next event.
Absolutely, and good luck with everything at Starboard, too.
Thank you so much.
And I think that's a good example, again, here at S&W, where even those who have been here for years, almost decades now since S&W has been going on for over a decade, can still come and still meet people that they've never met before face-to-face. That's that value of networking. So again, this is Greg Schultz of Storage.io. Thank you all for listening in, and we'll chat with you again soon.